Iambic Audiobooks and Handy Publishers Limited present Ben and the Book of Prophecies by Kirsty Ridderford. Read by Ruth Golding. Chapter 1. From a bird's-eye view, the royal city of Quadrivium looked a bit like a fried egg. The huge golden dome of the palace was the yolk, while the whitewashed houses encircling it formed the white of the egg. Drawing closer, the city took on the appearance of a Danish pastry, with dark raisins of slow-moving carriages dotted along the narrow roads which spiralled up the hill towards the palace. Today this pastry was crawling with busy ants dashing this way and that. These were, in fact, thousands of loyal subjects who had come from all four corners of the kingdom of Balitor to see the new heir. The mighty eagle, soaring high above the city, was not interested in fried eggs or pastries. He had more important things on his mind. The royal procession was about to start. A sudden thermal caught the bird and flung him heavenwards. Decisively, he pulled his wings close to his body and pointed his beak downwards, dropping like a stone towards the city below. The city streets were festooned with brightly coloured bunting. A brisk breeze made the little flags snap and dance above the crowds. It seemed as though the whole kingdom had turned out to cheer the newborn heir. In the distance, a deep, steady drumbeat signalled the approach of the band. Then a faint trumpet blast sounded, getting steadily louder as the procession wound its way through the